They'll sail out of the end zone. Badgers start at their 25. 5 minutes, 30 seconds to play. Washington State 31, Wisconsin 22.
So you have time. I know what I'm guessing is you're going to see light boxes, which typically means Wisconsin's going to run the football. But with 5:30, you can still run the football. This doesn't need to be... chaotic, but there needs to be a high sense of urgency when you're down two scores.
Braylon Allen in there at running back now. Bryson Green, Will Pauling out to the right with Pauling in the slot. Skyler Bell slot left. Shimre DK wide to the left for the Wisconsin 25, first and 10. Mordecai back to throw against a four-man rush, winds up one pump and throws short, incomplete. Intended for Bryson Green. And it's second and 10 for the Badgers at their own 25 with 5:23 remaining.
Yeah, a little pressure there off of the left guard and hit Tanner as he was throwing the football.
Crowd cranks it up again here at Martin Stadium. Slot right, slot left. Allen the running back. Mordecai gets the snap, four-man rush. Tanner swings it to Allen across the 25, up the sideline, across the 30. And he is sent out of bounds by Thornton along with Richardson, the two linebackers, at the 31-yard line. A gain of 6, third down and 4 for Wisconsin.
Yeah, the answer to a little pressure is the swing pass out. And I love Jim DK out there just continuing to finish his block. He's a little dinged up after that play, but finishing that block giving Braylon a chance to pick up a couple extra yards.
Three receivers right, C.J. Williams to the left. Third and 4 for the Badgers, their own 31-yard line. 4:52 and counting remaining. Badgers down 9. Snap to Mordecai. Cougars send 4. Tanner throws over the middle. That's caught by Pauling across the 40. Angles left. 45. Pauling whipped to the turf at the 50. Will Pauling yards after the catch. Jaden Hicks, the strong safety, makes the play.
God, that was beautiful. The protection up front, solid, and allowed Mordecai to stand in the pocket and deliver a strike to Pauling.
4.5 minutes to play. First and 10 from the 50. Mordecai again to throw, winds up, shoots it over the middle, and it's jarred loose. Hicks brought the truck on Will Pauling, and Pauling is slow to get up.
Officials timeout for an injury.
That's a safety's dream right there. 4:21 to play, 31-22, Washington State. And it's led with the shoulder, and that was a tough, tough shot. Delivered to Will Pauling. And it's really been impressive for the Badgers in these first couple of games this season. 5 catches for 78 yards. He pops up and he will jog to the sideline. It'll be a second and 10 for Wisconsin at the 50.
Yeah, that was obviously a great hit by the safety from Washington State, but again, what I like, last couple of plays, protection's really good. Tanner Mordecai has the time. He delivered it right where it needed to be. That was just a good play by the safety there from Washington State.
Vinny Anthony now in there. One of three receivers to the right with Green and Bell. C.J. Williams to the left. Braylon Allen, the running back, on second and 10. Snap back to Mordecai. Four-man rush again. Tanner under pressure. He'll pull it down to the 50. Trying to cut to the left, and he is brought down at the 46-yard line. That was Andrew Edson on the defensive line making the play. Gain of 4, third down and 6 for Wisconsin. 4:05 to play. Badgers down by 9.
Yeah, Mordecai continues to show when the pocket breaks down, that was good protection, but when the play breaks down, he's able to go get some positive yards with his feet.
Green and Bell to the right. Anthony and Williams to the left. Another critical third and 6, Wisconsin at the Washington State 46-yard line. Mordecai calls for the ball, takes the snap, pressure coming, left side shot, and Vinny Anthony in a wrestling match. It's ripped away by Jaden Hicks. Incomplete. Make it 4th and 6, Wisconsin at the Washington State 46 with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play. No choice here. Game on the line, play coming up for the Badgers.
Yeah, Washington State just decided to bring a ton of pressure, and the check was get rid of the football quick. Washington State knew that. That was covered really well. Schemed beautifully there by the Cougars.
Bell slot right. Vinny Anthony slot left.
Please reset the game clock to 3 minutes and 40 seconds.
And they're putting a few more seconds. They adjust the game clock to 3:40. So here we go, 4th and 6. Well, the Badgers of the Washington State 46-yard line. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Raylan Allen to the left of Mordecai. Back to throw. Pressure coming. Deep shot. Right side. And it's beyond the reach of Bryson Green at the 10-yard line. And Washington State gets the stop and is 3.5 minutes away from getting the win.
Again, Washington State brings pressure. Picked up pretty well by Wisconsin's front, and you got a one-on-one shot, delivered it where he could. Little hand fighting, little grabbage, but they found a way to get off the field. Mordecai made the right read, made a decent throw, didn't quite overshot him just by a little bit with all the hand fighting.
So the Cougars will take over at their 46-yard line with 3 minutes 34 seconds to play, leading Wisconsin by 9. 31-22. The Badgers have two timeouts. They will likely have to burn those while on defense now. As Cameron Ward and the offense back on the field as Nakia Watson to his right. Ward will hand it to Watson up the middle, and a hard collision from Jake Cheney as Watson gets a couple up to the 48-yard line. Second down and 8. 3:23 remaining. The Badgers will go ahead and hold those timeouts, or at least one of them, until this play. 3:14 and counting. Play clock at 25. Play that'll be talked about. A Chesmalusi fumble looked iffy, but they called it on the field. Not enough to reverse it. Badgers were in Washington State territory, down just 2. Cougars got the critical fumble recovery and drove down and scored the touchdown to make it a 9-point game. Game clock at 2:50. Ward gets the snap, and he'll run it and slips through a couple, and Darryl Peterson will pounce on the quarterback at the 50-yard line, make it 3rd down and 6, and now a timeout taken by, no, not yet. Clock still running, 2:35 and counting. Badgers have two timeouts, and it's a two-possession game. So it's 3rd down and 7 for Washington State at its own 49-yard line. Play clock at 20, game clock at 2:22. And a team that likes to play with tempo has no reason to now. Play clock at 10, game clock 2:12. 3rd down and 7, Washington State from its own 49-yard line. Trips to the right. Ward will hand off to Watson off the left side across the 50. Watson inside the 45, and that'll do it. He gets the first down to the 42-yard line. My goodness, how sweet this must be for Nakia Watson. He had modest statistics last year, but scored 2 touchdowns, including the game winner. Modest statistics in this game, scored the touchdown to make it a 2-possession game, and gets a first down run to seal it here in Pullman. Clock will roll. 1:45 to play. 31-22 Washington State.
3rd and 7.
Yeah.
Kept it, you know, the they're going to run it.
There's Watson again. He blasts his way inside the 40 and covered up by Jung Mehta at the 37-yard line. Watson felt that, and he's a little slow to get up.
Timeout. Wisconsin.
Now Wisconsin calls a timeout with 1:23 remaining. This will be a 30-second timeout, so we'll have to hold it here.
Yeah, I'll be curious, looking back, you know, it was 3rd and 7. Why not use a timeout at that spot? But, you know, at some point you put pressure on and get your guys a blow. It's 3rd and 7. That's a case where you can't give up a first down rushing. Again, give Washington State credit. They opened enough of a hole, and Watson was able to get it. And I'm sure that one meant a lot to him, picking it up, which probably salted this thing away.
UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. One 23 remaining, 31-22, Washington State leading Wisconsin. It's 2nd down and about 5, just outside the 37-yard line of Wisconsin. Badgers are in position, had the momentum their way, a chance to take the lead, but a costly turnover. Here's Ward trying to pick his way over the left side, met by Jung Mehta again at the 36-yard line. The Badgers will use their final timeout with a minute 17 remaining.
Third and final chart.
Badgers back at Camp Randall next Saturday to take on Georgia Southern. That game will kick at 11 o'clock. Georgia Southern playing UAB tonight, coached by Trent Dilfer. If you're wondering what Trent Dilfer's doing these days,
he's at
UAB.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I thought their program went bye-bye not that long ago. Maybe it's a different program. I think this is this shows that when you go on the road, you have to do a lot of things well. You can't fall behind, and you can't make the amount of mistakes that Wisconsin has made tonight, because even though you put yourself in position, you don't make that last mistake. If Chez doesn't fumble that football, I think everybody feels really good about where Wisconsin was at. But that one play ended up being a critical mistake that kind of salted this thing away.
Yeah, three lost fumbles, including a scoop and score from Washington State in the second half, as the handoff goes to Watson inside the 35, and Watson again on third down will convert as he sneaks through to the 30-yard line, and that absolutely will wrap it up. Clock stopped to move the sticks with 1:04 to play, so Washington State will sweep this home and home. As the students get down to those last 10 rows, and I think it is an absolute lock. They're going to be storming the field here tonight. And the Cougars in the victory formation. Talking to folks this week, they think this is one of the better teams they've had here in Pullman in several years. Yeah, we'll see. USC really good, Washington, but they have proven to be better than Wisconsin, for sure, in each of the last two seasons. They took one knee. They'll need to do this one more time. 45 seconds and counting remaining. Ward will let it get under 40. And it's there right now. Takes a snap, takes a knee, and that will wrap it up. So the Wisconsin native, Jake Dickert, does it once again as the head coach of the Cougars. He knocks off the Wisconsin Badgers. Entertaining game. Just too many mistakes again for Wisconsin. It proves costly as a little field storm going on now at Martin Stadium.
Yeah, just too many mistakes. And, you know, for Washington State, they played a cleaner game. And when you do that at home, you found a way to win tonight. And they made enough plays, especially in the second half, because give Wisconsin credit, they did bounce back. They played a much better half, but just dug too deep of a hole to pull out of it.
All right, Washington State a winner, 31-22. For our network stations, we owe you one here. Second half break number 9. We're back in 1 minute. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
As we thought, students storming onto the field, a party atmosphere here in Pullman, Washington, and why not if you're them? A lot of frustration going on at what's happened to the Pac-12 conference. They think they have a pretty good team. Well, they're 2-0 as the Badgers drop to 1-1. Your final score here tonight, Washington State 31, Wisconsin 22. We're back with the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP4 dealers. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger football from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel. Shit.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered showers overnight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows around 56. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 70. Overcast. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered rain showers 53. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Illinois in 1998. Washington State won then. Washington State wins now. 31-22 over the Wisconsin Badgers. As this is our Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show. You missed. We were at a commercial break. Tausch, I tried to warn you.
You did.
Wisconsin loses on the road in a game that's kind of a spotlight. They kind of get punked with the jump around thing, and now you got to witness it.
Yeah, I saw the jump around, and you know what? from an entertainment standpoint, if these kids and the players they've had, the conference left them, they played hard. They earned this. This wasn't some fluke win. They earned it. So they get to celebrate to the victor, go the spoils. You can jump around and you can do whatever you want. And they look like they're going to have a heck of a time. I see a couple of Wisconsin fans down there in that jump around. I think we need to take pictures and make sure we know who those cats are. But they deserved it. They played better. And I think we all knew, I know Matt, we talked earlier this week, that This was not going to be some easy, you know, poly come lightly, come in here and think you're going to win the game. You needed to play a clean game, and Wisconsin was unable to do that.
Yeah, the three lost fumbles. The last one looked kind of questionable. Maybe it's the Badger goggles thing there with Chez Belusi.
Twitter told me it was good too, so I don't know. Yeah,
that he was down.
Okay. Twitter told me that. Right, so
Twitter never lies.
But
your point though is right. I mean, they lose a fumble, scoop, mm-hmm. and score. That's a gift seven. There was another fumble. Tanner Mordecai got blasted on a couple of backside hits. Badgers defense rose up the first time, but then the scoop and score, and then the Malusi fumble, and Washington State, to its credit, cashed in there with the game-clinching touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you lose the turnover battle, the numbers, and especially by the margin that Wisconsin did tonight, you know it's tough sledding. And I give Wisconsin a lot of credit. For the fight to get back in it, and really, sitting there, you get a 10 or 15 yard penalty on a special teams, push it back to the 50. That's when Chez put it on the turf, and Washington State got it back. And to their credit, went down and kind of put the hammer down to go up two scores, and Wisconsin couldn't come back from that.
Yeah, Badgers a minus three in the turnover battle here tonight. Washington State wins it 31-22. Our postgame show continues, presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Badger football all season long.
All the way, 71 yards.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Mario fue pintor más de 30 años. Cuando me dijo que se le estaban olvidando las cosas, fue difícil. Un día me dijeron que pintara el marco del lado por dentro y pinté el lado de afuera.
Yo le di a la gente que le diga a su familia lo que está pasando con él.
Si algo se nota diferente, podría ser Alzheimer. Es momento de hablarlo. Visita alz.org/nuestras historias para saber más. Un mensaje de The Alzheimer's Association y The Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
All right, Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Postgame show continues. Washington State 31, Wisconsin 22. Time for tonight's Red Zone Recap of Case IH. While our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH has you covered. Our equipment is designed to help you tackle every field challenge and take your success all the way to the end zone. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. Well, Wisconsin was 4-for-4 in the red zone, but three were field goals. And then the one, the terrific play by Mordecai to avoid a sack, roll left, square up, and hit Skylar Bell. But the missed opportunities, three, too many times they had to settle for three instead of getting
set. Yeah, and especially when you add in the turnovers, you always want to come away with points, but you need to be in that 60-70% touchdown red zone formula. That's what wins. And when you go on the road and you get those opportunities, you need to cash in. And I felt that way early in the game because Washington State was humming early. You did get points that kept you in it. And with all that said, I mean, the red zone and the turnovers and everything else, you're sitting there with the football at 50-yard line with about, I don't know, 6-7 minutes left in the football game, and you're feeling great because you're down two, but you're going to go score because Washington State didn't have any answers in the second half for Wisconsin's passing game, and they were moving the ball, and then you put it on the turf, and that, you know, in essence, ended the football game. So I think there's a lot to learn from. There's way too many mistakes. But, again, I know Badger fans are going to be panicking. This is going to be the end of the world as far as the season. There's a long season left, and I think we all built these expectations up. And you know what? I'm all right with that. But you have to understand the big picture. And right now, this team is a work in progress with a long way to grow.
Yeah, and I think the staff is all right with that too, which is a little kind of surprising to me. They kind of like, okay, you want to build us up? We're good. Let's go chase it. But you're right. There's work to be done, and a lot of it for this team to try to get in the conversation to be among the best in the conference. They know that. There's a lot of work to do, but there were some things here like, all right, you got a little something here. Tanner Mordecai, I thought, played pretty well in this game, helped get this team back in the game. So, yes, very far from where they want to be. And they get a chance to try to correct that next week before the conference schedule opens at Purdue. The Case IH Red Zone Recap brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealers. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. 31-22, Washington State a winner tonight. Our postgame report brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. We're back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Buckle up. It's all systems go at Pottawatomie. Plug in to high wattage play and you could win an all-electric BMW i7. Play now through September with your club card. Prize drawings on Thursdays. There's a shocking $800,000 in total prizes on the line, including the luxury BMW i7. It's time to electrify your drive. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. More info at paysbig.com/BMW. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Fall sure is pretty. I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger's sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mm-mm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy.
Okay. Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show continues. Washington State 31, Wisconsin 22. Time now for our locker room report. Mike Keller caught up with Badgers head coach Luke Fickle.
You said to Patrick Herb at halftime that you were going to see what your team was made of in the second half. Give me your thoughts on how they responded.
I told them don't hang their head. I thought they came out the second half. They played really, really hard. They played sound. We found a little bit of the momentum and the energy that I think we didn't have when we started this thing. And so I'm proud. I really am. We found out some things that we've got to be clicking it from the get-go. But they came out the second half with the challenge was in front of them, and they laid it on the line.
Luke, one of the things you've talked about since you took over was finishing. And I thought you just talked about playing better in the second half, but it was how you started. The first half was kind of buried you a little bit.
Yeah, we put us behind the eight ball a bit too much. And there's things we can do in the first half and the second half better. But, you go on the road, it's really difficult to put yourself in those situations. And then obviously not being able to create and get any turnovers and then giving up three. Those are really tough things to overcome no matter what the situation.
You just mentioned it, home or away, adversity, turnovers are hard to overcome. You were minus three. They got 14 points off those turnovers and beat you by 12.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. But, we've got to find ways to create them on defense. And, I mean, we emphasize it. We talk about it. We work it every single day. And right now it's not happening. And that has to do sometimes with effort. It has to do sometimes with just the little fundamental things. So on both sides, we've got to do a better job. And you know that going on the road. But give them a lot of credit. They did a really good job at doing what they needed to do, too.
Did you get an explanation? Were you comfortable with the fumble call that wasn't overturned when they reviewed it?
It's a fumble. That's all I know. We're all asking, where's the beanbag? And yeah. If they didn't see anything, how do they know that it's a fumble? And how do you give it to them without just letting it go to review? But you know what? We've got to take care of the football. We've got to, we've got to do the little things a hell of a lot better.
You knew when you came out here this was going to be an environment that would test your team. It was all of that, wasn't it?
It was. I give them credit. It was. It was definitely an awesome environment to play in. It was a challenge at times. But those are the things you got to be able to overcome on the road. And we're going to see many of those in the Big Ten.
Luke, that message to your team in the locker room afterwards?
Yeah. No, keep your head up. I mean, this is a long year and this is a long season. We try to create all kinds of adversity since the day we walked in the door in the last 9 months, and it's tough to do. But you find little ways of doing it. But this is the real adversity. These are the things that really kind of find out, how you can handle yourself and how you can move forward. And so we found out some stuff about our team in the second half. We're going to find out a lot more about ourselves here this next week or so.
Last one for you, and that was the ground game, which was so good a week ago, never fully got on track today. What did you see from that?
I think they did some good things to try to, probably limit that. I think we got a little bit into some situations where, we weren't playing as well defensively too, and I think that maybe led us to, having to catch up a little bit, and so it kind of takes us out of some of the strengths that we've got. And we know we got to do a better job. We got to balance. You go on the road, you got to play complimentary football. And where we played some good stretches of football, we didn't play all three phases of the game well enough to win.
Coach, thank you. Appreciate it. Back over to you, Matt.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. Yeah, case in point, Braylon Allen, who's one of the best running backs around right in college football. Washington State just locked him up. 7 carries, 20 yards. He had 6 receptions, but again, just 12 yards. So there's a broken record here, what Luke Fickle has just said, but you got to credit these guys, Washington State. for knowing who the top players are and doing the best they can to slow them down.
Yeah, they did it. They did a really nice job of taking the run game and saying, you know what, Tanner Mordecai is going to throw it around, and if you make enough plays, tip the cap to you. So we, as a passing game, made some plays, but there just was not enough of them. And I think this is a good reminder. We saw that last week in the second half, that running the football and being physical is still an important part of it. And I think we got away from that a little bit tonight.
Yeah, Badgers end up with 90 rushing yards. Total offense, 368 for Wisconsin, 332 for Washington State. Mordecai through the air, 25 of 40, 278 yards. And a touchdown. We'll take a break. Washington State wins it 31-22. More of our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers post-game show coming up. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Badgers for when Camp Randall comes alive again this fall. Now is your chance to be there when Coach Fickell and the team takes the field this season. Don't wait. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show continues. Washington State 31, Wisconsin 22. A bad first half for the Badgers. They found themselves behind at the break 24-9, but a rally in the second half. And our play of the day, Tanner Mordecai, said he really he got a rhythm. He looked pretty good as this game was moving on. Yeah, he lost. Two fumbles, both on blindside hits, so a lot of quarterbacks are going to lose fumbles that way. But terrific work on his touchdown strike to Skyler Bell to get the Badgers within two. Williams and Rucci come out to the left. Bell and Green to the right. Rucci will go in motion to the right. Ches Belusi, the running back from the Washington's 16-yard line. Mordecai fakes the handoff, back to throw, dancing around under pressure from Ron Stone. Tanner looks, throws left side, end zone, caught! Skyler Bell, touchdown, Wisconsin! Oh, what work by Tanner Mordecai to avoid the sack and connect for the touchdown as Wisconsin pulls to within two.
It's a play where normally you expect it to just be chucked out of bounds, but Mordecai, that was great work by him and great job by Skyler Bell.
It was, and if you could see the pressure that Stone put on and to get through, pull himself through, and then rolling to his left and delivering it just where Skyler Bell could be. And Skyler got two, I think that was, he got 2 feet down. It was just a beautiful play. And that's when you really felt like, all right, the momentum, everything is here. Washington State stops the two-point conversion, so we're down two. And then, you know, the rest of the game kind of played out the way it did with Ches putting it on the ground and not getting the ball back with a 2 minutes left. So there was a lot of good things in the second half. The first half, there was a lot of struggles. There was too many mistakes. And the defense, I think, you know, really about from the second quarter on, middle of the second quarter, played winning football. But in the first quarter and a half, they didn't. And when you come on the road and you play a good football team on the road, you can't make those mistakes they did tonight, and they paid the price.
Yeah, dug too deep of a hole. And then credit to Washington State as the Badgers had the momentum going, the big turnover, and then they were able to seal the game from there. So Washington State, a winner, back home next week for Wisconsin as the Badgers host Georgia Southern, 11 a.m. kick at Camp Randall Stadium. Think we'll get home before sunrise?
Well, it was, I think, 4:30. I thought the over there, and I'm going to stick with that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm right there with you. I appreciate your honesty. All right, I'll do it for us here in Pullman, alongside Mark Toucher, Patrick Kerb, our engineer Dave McCann, statistician and interviewer Mike Heller, talking with Coach Fickell after the game, and Aisha Jackson back at our network studio. Again, your final, Washington State 31, Wisconsin 22. Stick around, more to come. We'll hand it off to Tim Scott and Bill Schmidt as the Wisconsin Ford postgame show continues. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win four tickets and a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
To know that you are still a work in progress. That might be the most frustrating part of tonight, is that the work in progress, that it's always going to happen when you make this type of fundamental shift, when you bring in a new way of doing offense, a brand new way of playing defense, and defensively, you've been really, really strong for a number of years. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That motto kind of goes out the window when you're in the midst of the change fundamentally that Wisconsin is in. You go to a 3-3-5 defense. You change so much, obviously, and it was talked about a ton, the change offensively. I think tonight you just saw that's a group that is really connected, right? Ward plays quarterback last year, comes in from Incarnate Word, transfers in, takes the risk on Wazoo that it was, and gets rewarded for it. He's a heck of a football player, but I think some of the same issues that we were feeling through the first 30 minutes last week, watching Buffalo and Cole Snyder have plenty of time in the back end, plenty of time in the pocket, give himself a lot of different opportunities to deliver the goods. But when push came to shove, the Badgers were just bigger, faster, stronger. Tonight, you were playing against a program that is not necessarily just going to be outclassed that way, right? Like, they believe that they are a Power 5 team. They believe that they are a Power 5 group. You had to go and prove it tonight. And the other part of it, Tim, and we'll get into all of it, and I know callers and texters will be discussing the officials portion of this game. And I think...
Wait a minute. I want to go there.
That's very much a portion of tonight's game.
I'm gearing up for that tonight.
Man, you just cannot turn the football over that way and expect to beat teams like Washington State. Can't really expect to lose a turnover 3-0, Tim, and expect to beat a lot of teams, especially a group that was as juiced up as Washington State and the whole university seemed to be tonight.
Well, as Luke talked about, you dug yourself too big of a hole. I mean, you're down as you were at halftime, 24-9. This game, for me, was lost in about a five-minute period in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Where, I mean, you have shut down this stadium. I mean, it is as quiet as a church at that point.
The
right?
One dude is holding the flag that they gave out today to the students in his hands in the front row, using it as
He's
a tissue.
He's bent over the railing in disgust. Man. And again, you get the touchdown, the 5-play, 80-yard drive that's capped off by the Skylar Bell touchdown pass. You don't get the 2, but still, you're feeling great, 24-22.
You have all momentum.
Yes.
Everything in that second
the
half was your way.
The defense does their job. And here's the thing, too, about giving up points in the first half. Let's argue the point that, hello, you don't have Jordan Turner on the field.
Big time.
And here's the thing. I am so disappointed with Lewis Billick and or Bullock and the other guys doing the game tonight on ABC. They kept on talking about how they weren't turning up the heat and Ward, you know, was running roughshod and they had to put more pressure on the quarterback. Suddenly, Turner comes back in the second half, and it changes. Hello? Did it ever think of to you in the first half to say, maybe Turner not playing impacted what they were calling defensively in the first half?
Yeah, in a little bit, but I do think that there was one other fundamental shift to it, Tim, and it probably did have a lot of Jordan Turner, because then you at least had one of Jean Metza, Turner, or Chaney
but
to be able to spy.
But the defense looked different in the second half.
Because they were attacking much more. Right. I mean, they were much more downhill. Similar to last week, again, they were a little cautious, I thought, in the first half. They allowed things to happen in front of them and cover it up. And elephant in the room, again, you give up a defensive score, you're not going to win a ton of those football games. So there's a lot of different ways you can go with it tonight. And it is a disappointing loss, no doubt about it.
Do you agree with me, though, that five-minute window in the fourth quarter?
Absolutely.
That decided the game. I mean,
because you had them completely up on the ropes.
You had them on the ropes. Tanner misses the throw to Green on third down, where he was open. That's twice tonight. The Green may have had touchdowns with balls that were overthrown. And then the no safety call. I mean, no safety.
The safety call, I don't understand.
I don't understand that. And then in the next possession, the fumble call that was reviewed. And here's the other thing too, right? And maybe it was because of the location of the game. This was the national game on ABC. When you're in the national time slot, don't you get all the cameras, all the angles?
Apparently not at the 40-yard line.
Apparently it was too tough to take an extra camera or two to Pullman, Washington.
No, they were all in Tuscaloosa for Texas, Alabama, I guess, tonight. It's that five-minute mark. You were a boxer in the first four rounds, Tim. Mm-hmm. They were laying it on you, right? 1-2 combos to the chin. You're taking a bunch of body blows. They knock you down with the strip sack. And you come on into the corner, and something flips in between, you know, round five or six, and you start catching a bunch of flurries. And as cliche as it sounds, you had them right on the cusp. Yeah. And you needed one more break because you had then clawed your way back. And no disrespect to what the offense, I think, did in the first half. Was it perfect? Absolutely not. You don't finish enough. But they did just enough to keep themselves in the game.
All right. Here's how you can connect with us tonight. 414-799-1973. That is the talk and text line. I know there's a few callers standing by. We're going to get to you in just a few minutes. We're going to take a break. On the other side, Billy, we're going to go back to Pullman. Luke Fickell meeting the media.
We got to hear what he's got to say.
We're going to hear what Coach has to say. We'll do that. Plus, we would love to hear from you tonight, too. Sound off. Badgers dig themselves a big hole in the first half, fight valiantly in the second half. But again, 14 points off of three turnovers, you're not going to win. And getting a call on the road, as much as we want to lament the officiating, which was awful, you're not going to get that. Yeah, and they didn't tonight.
Tough to go on in, tough to get calls that way. But this was one of Luke's calling cards. One of the things, Tim, that he's stressed all year long, their record in fourth quarter games last year, I imagine that gets referenced when we go back out to Pullman next.
Oh, I guarantee you it will. The Badgers fall on the road tonight, first loss of the season, losing 31-22. We'll hear from Coach Fick as we continue tonight. Our Ford postgame show, presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, continues in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. All so you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter.
The defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, well, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still
going
to give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Very few things in life worth waiting for. Pizza's done.
Oh, I'm on it. I'm starving. I've been waiting.
I wouldn't do that. It's going to be really...
It's so hot. It's burning my mouth.
A Brewpub Lots of Matzah pizza is, it's the epitome of delayed gratification. So when your Brewpub pizza is done and the temptation to dive right in due to the deliciousness of every bite overwhelms you, step back, give it time, and know it's worth the wait. Brewpub Lots of Matzah pizza is available in your local grocery store.
Join the Wisconsin Badgers for when Camp Randall comes alive again this fall. Now is your chance to be there when Coach Fickell and the team takes the field this season. Don't wait. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Welcome back to the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Tim Scott and Dave Schmid trying to make sense of it all. The Badgers fall tonight on the road at Washington State by a final score of 31-22. Let's head back to Pullman now. Moments ago, Luke Fickell met with the assembled media.
So it stings. It's really difficult. It's really tough. You know, those guys are hurting. They've worked extremely hard, and they have incredible expectations. But, you know, that's why you play the game.
Luke, you put so much emphasis on winning the fourth quarter. How disappointing is it that you guys
won? Oh, there's a lot of things that are disappointing. Getting ourselves in a position where we, you know, have a chance to do what we want to do and not being able to finish is definitely something that is going to continue to, you know, haunt us until we can overcome some of those situations. But it's hard. Yes, we didn't finish. Yes, we didn't win the fourth quarter because we had an opportunity. But it's really putting ourselves in not a very good situation to start the game, especially the way we played the first half.
A couple of your defenders talked about the tempo, and I think you mentioned it too, that they'd be going fast. Did they catch you off guard, get you on skates on a couple drives in that first half?
They did a good job. I mean, it was, I'm not saying a whole bunch of things we didn't prepare for, but you know, it's always going to be a little bit quicker. It's always going to be a little bit tougher, and you know, in the situation, and you know, throw emotions into it as well. But that's where we did not do a very good job at executing. And I'm not saying I'm not giving them credit for some good plays and some good situations, but there were some things that you know, we've got to do a lot better. Whether it's the tempo situations, whether it's the big shots down the field. You know, there's some discipline things that I'll really fall back on that'll haunt me for a while, and it'll haunt this team and this our program until we can get them fixed.
Look, did you get a
good
look at Chaz's fumble?
No. It's a fumble. They call it a fumble. That's all I can say. I asked why they didn't throw a beanbag and if they didn't see anything, but you know what? They call it a fumble. We got to overcome the situation there, and we got to find a way to get it back. And you know, like I said, 3-0, three turnovers to zero turnovers. I mean, that's not complimentary football. That's not saying that the offense shouldn't turn over. It's also saying that the defense got to find ways to create those things like they did.
How difficult that is it to? He did a good job for most of the second half controlling the board, but that last drive he was able to break and make some plays.
Yeah, it you know, I don't. You know, we panic a little bit. We you know, I'm not. He gave him some credit. He made some really big plays, and that's what it comes down to. Ultimately, in games, you got to find ways to make plays. And there was an opportunity for us to make a few plays there at the end. We didn't, and they did. And I think there you look at it, what's the difference in the game besides turnovers? I mean, it's a tale of, you know, in some ways two halves, but what it comes down to is making plays, and they made more plays.
Yeah, there seemed to be some confusion on defense with some subs every once in a while there. Not just the speed of the game, but what was happening there?
Yeah, it was. It was a little bit of the speed of the game. You know, it's on the road. It's a little bit of the, you know, the environment, I think, in some ways. But it has to do a lot with, you know, the tempo that which they're playing with, too. And you get into those situations where you want to try to sub, and it's really difficult to do it. So that's on us. We got to do a better job coaching that, not putting our guys in some of those situations, even though we're trying to get ourselves into the best situation, but we actually put ourselves in some poor situations.
Look at Romo's results now. Do you think it's going to take a little bit of time?